The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
Nate doesn't have anyone in the final.
I know, that is actually...
It's a bit sad. You want to go to the final at least competing. He's going now just to turn up. That's not nice, to be honest with you.
Nobody wants that.
Anyway.
Now, cardboard cutouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you one for your birthday.
You did? Erica Elniak.
Yeah, Shawnee from Baywatch.
Yeah.
Somebody else then ordered one of you for themselves. We won't mention their name. They don't work here, so it's okay.
You know somebody did that?
Yeah.
I've seen people do it on Twitter, but I've never actually met someone who's actually done it.
I saw a life-size one in the reception here one morning when I came in. They wanted you to design it. I was like, whoa, I kind of got a fright.
Do you know a group of fans turned up one day to the radio station who were going to see Shane in concert in the Olympia when he was playing a few months ago, and they had a life-size cutout of him, and they asked me to get a photograph with it, which I did do. What I did, the problem was, I only had one issue. The cardboard cutout was about 6'2". Now, Shane is smaller than me, so I actually broke his legs. I bent at his knees
to stand
to put him down. So he was smaller than me, the natural height. And we took the picture. It looked like we were back together.
Well, there you go. Well, there's a Limerick mother of one, right? This is in the paper. And you may have seen this on social media as well over the weekend. Patricia O'Shea is her name. Patricia, how are you?
Hi guys, I'm good, thanks.
Okay, right.
I'm a bit nervous now, so just get with me. I'm like talking to two people that I listen to every day, so I'm a bit nervous.
Oh,
that's very kind.
Don't be nervous, Patricia. Yeah. Okay, if you pull this off well, we might send you out a cardboard cutout of the two of us as well to add to your collection.
lovely.
So anyway, you're getting married.
I am indeed, on the 8th of August.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
My anniversary is the 9th.
Oh, there you go.
Look at us, Patricia.
You should have held off. So anyway, you're one of the many people who would love Gary Barlow to sing at your wedding.
Yeah.
And he's kind of put this competition out there and said whoever stalks him the best, he might sing at their wedding. So tell us what you've done.
We kind of, the campaign took off, I suppose, when he first said that he was going to do three weddings initially. Mm-hmm. So he said you had to stalk him on Twitter, so we were just bombarding him with tweets. I'd say we did 100 to 150 tweets a day. I had my cardboard cutout, so we brought the cardboard cutout to kind of different places. We built snowmen with Gary. We brought Gary to America with us.
did you check him in?
Yeah, no, we put him in her. We put him in the suitcase. So he came... He flew all the way over, for my cousin's 30th over in America. So we had him at the party.
But surely he was folded up then. When you opened him up, you had to unfold him.
Yeah, sure. He was unfolded and he was there with my aunt, has a life-size cardboard cutout of Pink. So the two, we had Pink and Gary at the party, so we had a great time.
The party was full of stars.
Yeah, there you go.
So, did you get some strange looks now as you've been carrying Gary Barlow around?
Yeah, we took him on a tour of Limerick then at the weekend. I swear he's a real person. But so we brought him to where is the church.
What does he have for dinner every day?
I know, yeah. He has sausages and beans and mash with Ronan every night. So he's having a great time.
Gary on Twitter has asked people basically to hound him on Twitter.
Yeah, to stalk them on Twitter and like just to show that you're a true like fan of them. And so I've been tweeting all my pictures and my old posters. I've kept everything. So I've kept all my my tapes and my VHS like videos.
So you are a huge Take That fan from the early days.
Yeah, from the early days. I still have my stickers on. And you'll see on my Twitter, I took pictures of my parents' house. So I have my old wardrobe still have all the stickers on them.
Wow.
And I've told my mother never to get rid of them. So
have you got the dolls?
No, I actually don't have the dolls. That's one thing I didn't get.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we've been to all the concerts and everything. So we're going in May again as well. So.
But there's only three of them now, isn't there?
He's done two, so there's three left.
No, I mean, there's only three members left, is what I mean.
Oh, members left, yeah. I thought you meant three weddings left, yeah.
That's your own business, Patricia. But yeah. you brought Gary Barlow, anyway, to the wedding venue to check it out over the weekend. Did he like it?
Yeah, he did. It was great. And he loves the photo booth, so he's going to be in the photo booth with us as well. So he's going to be at the top table regardless.
Well, and when do you find out now if you've been chosen?
You don't find... See, I've been checking on Twitter and the girls that he's already done, they they had contacted one person out of their bridal party. So that's how they were picked, you know. So someone knows, like, you know, they picked one person to find out, like, so. But, yeah, you won't know till the day, so he could arrive in Shannon. We're hoping, because we're so close to Shannon Airport, we're only 20 minutes out the road, that he'll fly in and fly home.
So, I think
Patricia's hoping that Gary Bartle will be listening, or somebody will pass this on to him and say, listen, they're just 2 minutes from, 10 minutes from Shannon Airport. You'd be handy for you, like.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what you do, Patricia? I think you should download the podcast of this straight after the show on iTunes and then tweet him that as well, so he knows you're really putting it out there.
Yeah.
Patricia, how old is Gary Barlow?
Oh, God, how old is Gary Barlow? Oh, my God, you're putting me on the spot.
Okay, I won't ask you.
Terrible.
He's got to be, well, I'm 36. He's got to be, what, 40?
Maybe.
You know,
44?
Biggest fan in the world. Listen, do you know what you can when we put this on the podcast, Patricia, we'll edit this bit out, okay? This question will not be there.
Thanks, guys. I'm so nervous already, and it's like, oh God, you've actually
shouldn't have asked her. Shouldn't have asked her.
Well, listen, if there it doesn't work out for any reason on the 8th of August, you know, maybe, is there any chance myself and Nikki could come down? We might do a duet for you instead.
Yeah,
it won't be
have
as good.
To wear a hat, Jenny. That's my only thing. You'll have to wear a hat. So
I have to wear a hat?
Yeah, there you go, Nikki. Now you're
going
to have to pull it out.
I have a few hats. I have a top hat. I wear that. Gary Barlow's 44 years of age, by the way, if anybody's wondering.
44, there you go.
There you go. Well, look, Patricia, won't you keep us posted now? And if you get any news, we want to be the first people to know. And we hope that Gary Barlow is going to be singing at your wedding on the 8th of August.
I reckon he will. I have a feeling. I just have a good feeling. Now, if you guess the song, now just give yourself a second. If you guess the next song that we're about to play, which is a Take That song, if you guess it, I reckon he'll definitely come. It's in the last 6 years, 7 years. No, maybe about 7 years.
Oh, that's awful.
That's one of their big hits.
Thanks, Jenny. At least I've got someone on my back.
Oh, big time.
Okay, now here we go. I'll give you three options: Greatest Day, Rule the World, or Shine. What am I about to play?
Oh, Rule the World.
Oh, you got it right.
See you, Patricia.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million.
Bye.